never get tired of hearing In Practopia's theme song. And I want to say thank you publicly to Nicholas Albert, who did such a good job of putting it together. It's catchy, it's so simple, and I think it's just perfect for the overall objective of In Practopia, to connect a wonderful place to people, sharing more about the Caribbean, and I think it just says it all, In Practopia. Hello, Kim Zhou here with you, and I'm happy to bring to you another week of In Practopia. It seems like just a couple days ago I was saying welcome to In Practopia, and here I am saying it again. It just goes to show how quickly time flies, and I hope you've been having fun while time has been going by. Today on the show we have Rumshop Ryan, whose real name is Ryan Van Denabeel. He is a blogger and Caribbean traveler, and I'm very happy that he agreed to be on the show. We also have, it's all about the rum today. did you know international Caribbean rums? And of course, we will end the show with Ode to the Caribbean and the announcement of next week's guest. And as always, before we get things going, we have announcements. Last week, I had mentioned we improved on the visibility, the quality of the website, making it lighter, brighter, more interactive, easier to maneuver. We also added some really nice opt-in forms because you know how they say in this world that the subscriptions are important. It's the only way we can communicate with you, let you know what's happening. So we really encourage you to take part in that nicety of the website. Sign up to get our podcast updates and when we have freebies, good things that are happening so that you can be among the first to know about it. Also, I have this crazy thought in my head that we can get 200 plus downloads in 1 week. It's totally possible. Every day we're getting downloads, but I think that maybe it's time to put out a challenge there to really push and, you know, raise the numbers as much as we can. So I'm challenging everybody that I know to invite some of their people to download the podcast either from the website, on iTunes, on Stitcher. So these are the things that I see in my head that's really possible, and I know with your help we can make it happen. And also, I would really love to get emails from you. I'm actually asking people to email me, info@inpractopia.com. Tell me what you think. You're downloading the podcast. I know you're liking it. So please write a comment on the website or iTunes or Stitcher. And like I had said last week, we'll post it on the website and also have a special segment on the show to read your comments. Okay? Do it. And now, without further ado, let's get this show on the road. It's now time for Did You Know? Top International Rums Made in the Caribbean. Jamaica, Appleton Estate Rum, Maya's Dark Rum, and Blackwell Rum. The Cayman Islands, Tortuga Rum. The British Virgin Islands, Pussa's Rum. Barbados, Malibu and Montgay Rum. Puerto Rico, Don Q. And the U.S. Virgin Islands, Cruzan Rums. I'm sure you're familiar with at least two of those brands. That list, by the way, is also available on islands.com. And now, my chat with Ryan Van Denabeel, also known as Rumshop Ryan, blogger and Caribbean traveler. Ryan, you are from Kansas. You're a real Midwest boy.
That's
and
right.
Now you live in Florida. So give us a little bit of your story, how that came to be.
Right. So I went to college in Southeast Kansas at a little school called Pittsburgh State University. And my senior year was a really, really bad winter. And my car got stuck in the snow like three times in 1 week. And so I knew I wanted to live where people vacation. And I'd only been to the ocean one time down in Texas before that. But I knew I just wanted to live by the coast. I didn't want to go back to Kansas City like everybody else. And I put up this big map on my wall of like the United States and did all the pros and cons on like Texas, Arizona, and Florida. And I figured if I was going to go south, I might as well go all the way. So I ended up in Southwest Florida in Naples, and I've been living here ever since. Naples is in Southwest Florida. We're only probably about 3 hours from the Keys, but we also do have a ferry boat that goes right to Key West. And who knows what the future holds? I have a whole bunch of friends who live in the Keys and a bunch of friends who live in the USVI. So who knows? I might be making my way to even further south.
Okay, so my story is kind of different. It's flipped. I came from the tropics, from the Caribbean, all the beaches, and now I live in Chicago. So Ryan, you've been to quite a few Caribbean countries. Can you tell me how many? Talk a little bit about that.
I believe I've been to about 13 or 14 of them. And then, even more islands than that because, I've been to the Bahamas probably 5 or 6 times, not just one country, but they have over, 700 islands, they like to say. And that's a real special place for me. Yeah, it's close to Florida, the United States, but it's still a different world, especially the out islands of the Bahamas are just, that's where you get away from all the tourist attractions of Nassau and you get to the real Bahamas, I think. The people and the food and everything's a little bit slower paced. And that's what I like about the Caribbean is that it's, I know that it's very touristy in some different places, but I like to get away from the tourist hubs. And I like to experience the real stuff that the islands have to offer and go to, rum shops and go to local places and really kind of explore what the entire atmosphere is about and get to know an island. And I don't think you can do that on a cruise ship.
So Ryan, yeah, I really like that you talked about wanting and loving more about the islands and not necessarily seeing them as a tourist, but getting to know the people, getting to know the culture, and share some of your experiences. And you've been to the Bahamas, and I read that you've been to some of the Dutch islands, you've been to some of the English-speaking islands. Is there something special, something that binds all of the islands together, or are the experiences different you found in the language barrier countries?
I think every island kind of shares a little bit of a an atmosphere, I would say. They're all really laid back and life is a little bit slower. The people I think generally are really, really friendly and will do anything for you and really help you out. I think it's just a small community type atmosphere and people like to help each other out. Some of the other islands, different languages, some of the French islands like Saint Barts and the north side of Saint Martin. Things are a little bit different, I think, on the French islands as opposed to anywhere else. And you do have a little bit of a language problem there, but I think most people do speak English. But I think they appreciate it a lot more if you try to speak French, say your bonjours and your mercis and stuff like that. I think they really appreciate that. And that goes a long way with them being more hospitable towards you. But yeah.
What about the infrastructure? I'm from St. Lucia, we have some British and French history, and I used to travel to Martinique regularly because we would just get on the boat and in 90 minutes you're there. And my first experience with Martinique, being an island in the Caribbean, it's small, but it's a department of France. They're so much more advanced infrastructure-wise. They have the huge highways. And did you see that? Is there a lot of infrastructural difference from island to island in terms of what looks like more big city as opposed to still keeping that old small island feel?
Yeah, you can definitely see that. My experience on St. Barts and the Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands, I think because those are territories of bigger countries of the U.S. and France, I think that there's a lot more money coming into those territories, so the roads are nicer. Some of the infrastructure as far as telephone and water and power is a little bit better. But then you look at some of the smaller islands that are countries by themselves, and their infrastructure probably isn't as good, but that's not a bad thing. I think part of that is them just, finding their way, and part of that is just island charm. If the power goes out for 5 minutes, that's just part of island life. And I think that's just part of the charm of getting to know a place, and I kind of like it, so.
Okay, so Ryan, tell me how a developed country, U.S. kind of boy finds his way in the small island, slow pace of living kind of charm. Is that something you think that was in you, or is it from learning and reading and wanting to be near the water that made you think that you could fit into that kind of lifestyle?
That's a good question. I've never been asked that before. Now that I think about it, I think that's being from Kansas in the Midwest. I think that it's a slower pace of life there. Kansas City is not a real big town, and I actually grew up south of Kansas City in a small town. And so things kind of move slower there. And maybe that's what draws me to the islands a little bit. If I was from, a big city like Chicago or New York, and then I went to the islands, I think it might be so much of a culture shock. I might not be able to handle it, but maybe the Kansas background probably might have something to do with that. I'd never even thought about that before, but yeah, that might have something to do with it.
There you go, genius at work right here.
I like it.
So, Ryan, you have a blog called Rum Shop Ryan. Now,
Yes.
the rum shop may not necessarily be a good term, but it's something that's found in the islands, and it goes back a long, long, long way. How do
Right.
you tie yourself to the name Rum Shop Ryan?
Well, I've never heard of a negative term, I mean, towards a rum shop. And my idea of a rum shop is a small neighborhood shack or a little bitty restaurant, hole-in-the-wall place, where black, white, rich, poor, everybody gets together and talks about sports and politics and this and that. And I kind of wanted my website to be like that. I wanted, it doesn't matter who you are, what you look like, what your job is. I wanted you to be a part of Rum Shop Ryan and the Castaways and share in a common passion for the islands. And it just so happened that Rum Shop goes pretty good with Ryan, and so I just put it together.
You're so right. And for those of people who are listening and can't see, Ryan is in front of a whole bar of so many bottles of rum. Let's see, that's pretty close to 30, 40, 50 bottles of rum behind you.
I think it's about 60 right now, but it's not as big as some of them I've seen, but it's okay. I tend to drink them, so they disappear every once in a while.
It's your Caribbean collection.
That's right.
So I read you said that when you go to Barbados, it's Mongay, please. Mongay rum, the
Mount Gay, yes. Mount Gay Extra Old is I'm a big fan of, and the entire Mount Gay, I think it's, they brand themselves as the very first rum. I think they started in what, 1703, I think that might be. So they've been doing it the longest, and they might be the best at it. So I'm a big fan of them.
There certainly is a lot of rum in the Caribbean. With all of that sugar plantation business that was going on in the days of slavery, there is quite a bit of rum to be had in the Caribbean. So
Yes.
tell me a little bit more about your blog, what you cover in terms of sharing the Caribbean with everybody else.
Sure. I have a few different ongoing series. I like to do, I have a series called Island Lime Videos, where it's just there's no voiceover, there's no words, it's just a couple different perspectives of one beach. And I try to, about 3 minutes of different angles, and I just want people to hear the waves and just kind of relax. So if they can spend 3 minutes in front of their computer or at their job watching the waves come ashore on, whatever beach it is, you know, it makes me feel like I've helped them escape, you know, for like 3 minutes. And then every week I try to do a different cocktail recipe. So there's probably 200 to 300 recipes on Rum Shop Ryan, and I try to come up with a new one every week. And then I try to share other people's information as well. I think that the internet's full of great writers and great Caribbean content producers. And so on Fridays, I try to find the best of those and put them in together into a post I call the Caribbean Weekly Wrap-Up, and share other really good stories. And then everything else is just my personal experiences in the islands about different beach bars and people I meet and food I've tasted and stuff like that.
So you're living a good life, Ryan.
You know, a lot of people say that. They're like, oh, I wish I could live your life. But honestly, it's a lot of work. You know, I come home after my day job and I hop back on the computer, you know, for 3 or 4 hours. And I work on photos and I write and I have to format everything. And so it's a lot of work, but it's a fun job, and it does take me to some pretty fantastic locations.
Wow. So you've been to about 13 or 14 islands. Are there any new ones on your list in the near future?
There are. I'm actually taking a catamaran cruise through the British Virgin Islands in October. And I've only been to one of the BVI islands so far, which is Yost. And but we're going to hit all the rest of them during our trip. And then I don't have really anything scheduled for 2015. There's a country music festival happening on St. John in March or May, I believe. And then other than that, every once in a while, some press trips pop up, and I go down for, 3 or 4 days and visit an island. And that's about it. So things kind of happen spontaneously, so I just kind of let it go.
Okay, so you need to put on your vision board that you need to come down to the Eastern Caribbean. You come down from, I saw you had something posted about Antigua, so you need to come down the chain a little bit more. You talked about Barbados, so you need to hit St. Vincent, hit Trinidad, hit Grenada. You need to come down there. Especially around Carnival time.
I sailed through the Grenadines, and that was fantastic, and been through Grenada, and now Grenada's beautiful. But I know I need to do Carnival in Trinidad. I know I need to do that, and Sailing Week in Antigua. So I think that would be fantastic.
Oh, and let me plug in St. Lucia there. You can do jazz in St. Lucia.
That's right.
In May, and Carnival is in July. So as soon as jazz is done at the end of May, we hit Carnival season.
Okay.
Let's talk a little bit about Caribbean music, Ryan. Okay. Are you a big fan of Caribbean music?
I like all music types. I probably am not the best at picking out certain artists from the Caribbean. There's a group in the Cayman Islands called High Tide. I really like their stuff. And then the other music is, you know, some just trop rockers from Nashville, Jimmy Buffett, Kenny Chesney. Mishka is a reggae guy. I believe he grew up in Bermuda and then kind of sailed through the Caribbean. I think he lives in Hawaii right now. He's really good. But those are some of my favorites. I like a little bit of it all. You know, I'm pretty open-minded.
Yeah, good for you. Good for you, honorary island guy.
Yeah, I try.
Living up in the sunshine. So, Ryan, is there anything else that you want to share just to big up the Caribbean in any other way?
I want to share, you know, my passion with other people who are just as passionate about the islands. And I think you really have to get away from the tourist hubs. You know, you got all the big cruise ships who go down there and only spend, you know, 6 or 7 hours on an island. And I don't think you can really get to know an island or their people, you know, just by spending, you know, 8 hours there. So I really try to encourage people to go now for a week and like run a villa or stay in a small hotel and do your own grocery shopping. So you go out to the markets and things like that, and you really start to soak in the atmosphere of an island. The best thing that I can try to convey to people is don't just do the touristy stuff. Really go and get a feel for it.
Yeah, you're right. You know, people stop by, the cruise ships do, yeah, like you said, a few hours here and there because they sell those packages. And you don't really, you see a little bit, you feel a little bit, but you're right. To really experience that, you have to stay there for a little bit longer than a few hours.
Yeah, definitely.
So, Ryan, I want to thank you. This has been great. It's been
fun.
Thank you. Good luck and keep the good work going with Rum Shop Ryan. And I hope, well, I know you'll be sailing down the Caribbean Islands next year. A lot more of them.
I appreciate your time. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was Rum Shop Ryan, everybody. And look out, if ever you're down in one of the islands and you bongs up with him, say hi, okay? And I'm sure he'll be more than happy to buy you a local drink. Our quote today is from Penelope Cruz, who says, "I really like the Caribbean. Any place in the Caribbean. I get there and feel like a monkey. The perfect state. Need I say more?" Anyway, that's our show for this week. Next week, I am elated to announce that Miss Frances Ann Solomon, filmmaker extraordinaire, will be my guest. And trust me, she has a lot of insightful things to say about Caribbean film. So look out for that. And in the meantime, don't forget to help us meet our download goal. Please write your comments on the website www.impractopia.com, on iTunes, and on Stitcher Radio. You go over there and just type in Impractopia in the podcast store on iTunes. And once you get on Stitcher, just type in Impractopia and you'll get there. Listen to the podcast, write a review, and like I said, we will post it on the website and also have a special segment on the show to read what you have to say about Impractopia. And I'll see you next time right here in Impractopia.